Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Get a friend's opinion fast. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisy, and I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. I always welcome first-time listeners from around the planet, and thank you for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyric Stream Radio. This is our Christmas show, and I will say this throughout the episode. Merry Christmas to you and your families. Great holiday season for everybody listening and around the planet tonight. The chorus you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Ants. That stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many can'ts, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And the inspiration for this song, which I wrote in 15 minutes, somebody once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing. I took a look at him. I said, what? No way, that's impossible. And everybody we know on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much to the doctors, nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You are the true heroes. The vaccines are here. It's a welcome sign of hope, and we certainly need a normal return to our lives here very soon. Please, everyone, stay safe. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller, who's on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos, music, and to ensure we have a quality sound. Bill, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you, Russell?
Well, Bill, it's Christmas again. Christmas is my favorite time of year. I don't know about you, but boy, I've always loved it. I'm originally from Providence, Rhode Island, and we had all that snow, and you know, it was great seeing that snow around Christmas. What are your feelings on Christmas?
Glad to be in Florida. I could do without the snow. I love looking at it, but I don't like being in it. Getting too old for all that shoveling and stuff. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and stuff. And how are you doing this eve of Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Well, we wanted to have the Christmas show on Wednesday and not to interrupt Christmas Eve or Christmas. And I'll agree with you. I like sunshine over snow. It's going to be a great show tonight. We have a great guest, and looking forward to it.
Yes, we do. I'm ready to get going.
All right, everybody. We're an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. Also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. The radio show concept is based on my first in-studio recording titled Original Lyric Stream. It was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded song 7 years ago. My website, russellfoisymusic.com. My last name is F-O-I-S-Y. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Our hope is to pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I will be speaking with guests in the weeks ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. And my own writing inspiration has come from life experience, current events, and family. Wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. This is only 8 years ago. So if I can do it, you can as well. So please try. All right, time for the introduction to our next guest interview. We have another part 2 episode tonight. Our guest was originally on the first time, October 24th, 2019. I consider our guest a friend. She lives here in Florida. You're viewing a slideshow of Ingrid Smith, also known as Eclipse the Songmaker. Let's play a great track and a collaboration with hip-hop singer Chris Wind. This is titled Aging Out.
older, growing colder. Lost my way, ain't my day. Let me in, let me in. I'm itching out, itching out. Doors don't open, no one listens.
Get your own life, love's the answer. Don't be righteous, I'm a dancer. Kill the cancer, never boring. In my glory, give it time, you'll be fine. I'll be waiting, it's my story. It's our story, never boring. Never boring, never boring.
Won't stop trying. Friends are dying. Getting older, growing colder. Let me, let me. I'm aging out. Life occurred as party time. Yeah. Did too much, that's my crime. Got the world mind to keep. Close my eyes. Time to sleep. No time to sleep.
You know this life is so exciting. You're so serious, try inviting instead of fighting. Mysterious, so furious, some relevant, leaving evidence. I was here, never disappeared. I'm a dancer, kill the cancer, never boring. In my glory, give it time, you'll be fine. I'll be waiting. It's my story, it's our story. Never boring, never boring.
Let me, let me.
I'm not an age, I'm not a color, I'm not a gender, I'm not a number, I'm just a spirit that can't be explained, but you know it when you hear it, no need to fear, let me in,
let me, let me.
Yes, that's Aging Out. Please let me introduce and welcome a friend, singer-songwriter, and the enchanting vocals, Ingrid Smith, also known as Eclipse the Songmaker. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Thank you so very much. Merry Christmas. Frohe Weihnachten. Feliz Navidad. You got it.
Merry Feliz Navidad to you, Ingrid Smith.
Thank you for inviting
me. I'm so glad to have you on my show. I could think of no other.
Thank you so very much. You know, we had a good time the last time, I know.
Yes, we
did.
Oh,
my God.
Well, as you know, we're going to ask you some questions so our listeners can get to know you better.
Okay.
Are you ready, my dear?
Yes, I am.
Well, I love this track, and I love the groove. I love the reverb. I love your collaboration with Chris. Very nice. Tell me about Aging Out.
Well, this was actually very funny the way it happened. There is a company in Fort Lauderdale, which is Tucker Creations, and they do all kinds of creative projects, from seminars and art and Zoom and, you know, all kinds of things. I know her from years ago when I was living in West Palm Beach, and she just happened to come by into this area to have some other business go, and she called me if she could come in for a cup of coffee, we could meet. And then I told her about the music I'm doing, and she looked at me and she said, you know what, I just wrote a lyrics to a song, and I have a hip-hop singer who could do something with the song. I was looking for a, you know, another singer, and I said, well, do you have it with you so I can see it? So she got, you know, nowadays we have everything on our cell phone, you know, she put out her phone, she let me read the lyrics, and I was just improvising singing to her without having any concept. And she said, you know what, you get the job, and Chris Wint get the job, make some arrangements with the studio, and that's what we did. Just like bam, bam, bam.
Nice.
Yes, I know.
I love
And Chris came
I
from Atlanta.
I
know, and the people came then from Fort Lauderdale. We were all together at the studio at Frank Starchak. And then we just did it, and that was it. You know, I mean, it was a little bit crazy, but it was it, okay? So it plays in a lot of places, and it especially it is for all genders, for all colors of people. It's for everybody because it, you know, nowadays, what is old, right? Like you said before, it was the writing the lyrics. What is really old? I am old by number, but, you know, I only see if I go into the bathroom and look into the mirror, I say, who is that strange woman in the bathroom, right? I mean, it's me. And inside, I don't feel it, you know. Inside, I just don't feel it. And music especially, with music, you don't feel it. You know, you just are inspirational and give something to people, what you feel, and that's it, basically. You know, I mean, it's very easy to explain. And Chris was a great guy. I mean, he just became a daddy, and he does a lot of things. He is close by Atlanta with a big group there. They do all kinds of things and commercials, and he is very engaged in young people, raising that up, raising them up in a different way. He has different visions, and I was very, very impressed by this young man, I have to tell you. You know, I wish there would be more people like that. Yeah, but that's
well,
what it is.
Well, I love that song, and let everybody know where you're originally from and where you reside today. I know you live in Florida,
yeah.
But what part?
Yeah. Originally, I am Austria and Germany. I have been living in both countries as a child because my father was from Austria, my mother from Germany, so it was, you know, like between Florida and New York, you know, something like that. Okay, so at both countries you speak German, that's basically it. And I actually did leave Germany when I was living last. I left Germany when I was like 21, joining a band, going to all the U.S. for space in different countries like Turkey, Greece, Spain, Italy, yeah, I mean, and Germany, of course, also. And I did this for 10 years, basically. I just engulfed in the music. I didn't want to get married. I was just living with the music, and I was with four guys in the band. I mean, four men, okay? So I had a ball because they were like my brothers, okay? Nothing could happen to me because I would have had four animals attacking somebody if somebody would have done something to me. They were like my brothers or my cousins, my uncles, my daddies. They were everything. Okay. And that was a great thing. But we were all young, you know. I mean, don't forget that when you're young, you just, and in the times, it was in the 60s. That was different, very different, you know. These times, there are like, we sometimes think about another century. It was another century because it was just different. Then so
yes.
I came to the United States I would say like 38, 39 years ago because naturally I met an American because my mother always said, oh, you're going to end up as an American. I said, nah, never. But I did. I did meet my husband almost like 50 years ago. And I met him, we became friends, and we just were exchanging letters because we were constantly traveling, and so he was also in different bases, so we just had a friendship by letters, and then one day he came, and you know what happens when sometimes you say, oh, I think that's it. And that was it.
It's magic.
And then when he left the army, and then we were living a little bit in Europe. We were living in Spain, and our daughter was born in Spain. And then when our daughter was like 5 years old, it was like he hasn't seen his parents in so many years, and there is a grandchild, right? So we decided, my husband wanted to stay in Europe. He said, let's just go for 2 years to America, and then we go back to Europe. Okay, well, that never happened. Okay, where we came and stayed, and that was it. Okay, so, and I do not regret it, because, you know, I visited Europe here and there, but now all my relatives are dying away, and the young ones, they come and visit me in Florida. For them, it's much more interesting to see me in Florida than I would go to Europe, you know, so... Naturally. And that's basically
Here's a two-part question for you. How would you describe your sound for somebody listening to you for the first time? And who are the artists that you've looked up to as a mentor and for inspiration?
Well, I did call my I called my genre transcendence, because I basically get all my ideas, the lyrics and the melodies, besides some people write melodies for me, of course, but the lyrics I all do, I get it by going out in nature, okay? I go out in nature and I think about something that might be in politics, that might be private, that might be from a friend, that might be from the news, and that comes, just pops in my mind. And my favorite, when I was young and still up to now, and I think we talked about this last time, for me, my favorite is always still Michael Jackson, okay? But I have another favorite now. I have another besides Michael Jackson, got competition, okay? Which is a young gentleman from United States who does live in Europe. His name is Michael Patrick Kelly from the Kelly family. This was a family with 7 children, and they were touring around Europe and giving all these concerts, but they never went back to the United States. Nobody knows them. And Michael Patrick Kelly is an incredible performer, and his lyrics and his music is like he's my soul brother. And as a matter of fact, I will make a cover of him in January. Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I'm just like, oh, nice. Wow. Yeah. And he's my total favorite. And that's the competition of Michael Jackson now. Okay, so.
Well, we're going to play another great track from our Christmas show guest tonight, Ingrid Smith. I love this one, too. This is titled Castle of Ice.
Yes.
This castle of ice, take me out of this castle of ice. Like to go aside, streaking flames in the sky, the sun leaves behind. Like to go outside, see the stars shining bright. Don't you see how frost and ice is breaking me? Don't you see my tears turning into pearls of ice? Fire in my heart, feeling chills all my life. Take me out this castle of ice. Let me feel your warmth. Let me feel that I'm alive. Put a spark in my heart and take me from the dark. Become a flame of love. Bring the fire from above. Hear my voice, it's calling out for you. Take me out this castle of ice. Take me out, take me out. I like to go outside. The moon. Hope you're coming soon. Here it comes. take me from the dark, become a flame of love, bring the fire from above.
Castle of Ice hit that note, and I really love the guitar playing there. Well, Ingrid, welcome back.
That was Douglas Flaherty is his name. He was playing the guitar for me.
Very nice.
Yeah, very good guitar.
Nice job.
This is just to very, very quick, I can say this in 1 minute. The song was inspired because it's the saddest story in the world I ever have read as a kid. I was a kid. I was 14, 15, 16 years old. Something like that. There was a child in Spain who was sold by his parents to a shepherd, and he was about 6 years old, and he hated it, so he ran away into the woods, and he lived with wolves for 15 years after they found him. He was walking on all four. He could not speak. He only could make all the wolf sounds and everything, and he's still alive. He's an old man now, and I always was thinking about this man. How must you feel when your parents sold you and you are living with, you trust the wolves more? The wolves in the beginning were not very excited about him, but then they accepted him and they were taking care of him. This is an incredible story. It is, you know.
That
later
is incredible.
Found him, he was 21 years old when they finally caught up with him, and then they had this story about it. I think they made even a movie then about it, a documentary in Europe, of course. I mean, it's in Spain. His name is Rodriguez something, and he's still alive. He's still alive, okay? But it's heartbreaking. How does a person feel? You cannot imagine, you know. And
very sad.
Feeling of this, take me out. He was a prisoner of his own heart and soul. Yeah.
Being this is our Christmas show tonight, tell me what Christmas and the holiday season means to you.
Well, for me, a lot, because growing up in Germany, it was like this. I was living with my parents, my grandparents. My father died in World War II, and my mother and I were living with my grandparents, and they had four daughters. And on the 24th of December, we stopped everywhere 2-3 hours, and we were eating and unpacking gifts wherever we went. So we went from 10 o'clock in the morning until midnight. We had Christmas. Because in Europe we celebrate on the 24th, and you know, we celebrate the 24th, the 25th, and the 26th. Okay, so, but the 24th was the travel. Okay, and I remember eating like 4 or 5 times a day on that day. Anything? Okay, and then I was done for the rest of the week. For me, it was fun, entertainment, and it was family, and it was wonderful. And it still is.
You know,
I maintain it still here. Yeah, so.
No, it is. It's my favorite holiday of the year by far.
Me too.
You and I met. We met in social media, and as many people do, and network, and the ability to connect instantly and post your sound for the world to listen to me is still an amazing thing. I mean, you can put a MP3 file or a link in social media, and you're linked with everyone and the planet.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts? What can you tell the new musician how important that really is?
Well, it is very important because the strange thing is that music alone is a communicator. But, you know, we're living in this time of technology where basically the communication with the people is basically over the phone and over the internet and over Facebook and social media. People have no more this interaction, so I am really glad in a way that they have a social media, because especially in the times we are living now, we don't know what's going to be next year. We don't know how many colleges are going to be open and schools are going to be open. We don't know. We become kind of isolated, and the social media is a kind of an escape, and that can be very good because you meet on social media all kinds of people from all kinds of cultures from all kinds of country, where you can exchange even more than you where you would live in that city or that town or that village where you are. So this is the positive side of it, okay? And I am a type of person. I am a total social media fan. I think it is fantastic. You know, I mean, I had everything. I had the life without social media, and I have a life with social media. And for me, it is welcome, and I think social media is even great for older people which are living alone. You know?
I would agree.
100%. Yep. It's perfect. You just have to have the patience to teach them and to learn them and not make it more complicated than it already is, okay? But I think it is wonderful, the communication you have with different people, different backgrounds. And you have to learn to control your emotions by not going totally overboard and don't get involved in that hate thing. You know, this is the only thing, okay?
Yeah.
You know? And it's this anonymous, oh, I can do anything what I want to, right? That can be sometimes I can fire back, you know? So, but I think it is the times we are living in, it's perfect. Okay.
Well, we have one more track tonight from our great guest, Ingrid Smith, and this is a very short title, but this is called I Am.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
I open up your mind and tell me what you find. The eye that says you've never used, that sees all, hears all, knows all. It knows everything you do. It even made your dreams come true. Please open now. Don't be afraid. It can even heal mistakes that you have made. Just let go. You know
Really listen now. Do not judge. Don't be a fool. Just have faith. And suffering your life will bring. You suffer, there'll be no cover. Find the eyes inside of you. That leads you on your way, and now it's time.
A part in each of us, lying dormant, waiting to be awakened. The seed kernel of life's knowledge, its time is now. The eye, find the eye in you. Have faith and listen. It's waiting for you to hear, to see, to know. Be brave and follow. The eye inside you, the eye that is always single, that always tells the truth. It's been there all along. It is you.
Beautiful. That's Ingrid Smith and I Am. Very nice ending, Ingrid. I love that track.
That I want to tell you that Mike Wallace, who did this song, this was his message to the world because he died this year in March. And he asked me last year, he knew he was going to die, if I would give the last message to the world. And I did sing
this song.
I did sing it only one time through. I couldn't sing it a second time because he was in the studio and because I know how I felt because I know he was in dialysis, kidney dialysis. And that was it. And he asked me, he said, this is my message to the world because he said he meant the I. It means I am I, but he meant the I of God, basically, inside you, you know. That's what it is. But it's disguised by saying, I am I, yeah, I am the I, okay. Yeah, that was it. That was pretty hard, you know. It's a beautiful song, and I was honored that he asked me to do that. He was my sax player in all the different songs I have. He was playing the sax, you know. He was a full-blood musician. He played with Dolly Parton. He played with all the big orchestras. Yeah. But this is what it is, right?
Well, we have a couple of minutes left, and I want to ask you a couple more questions. First, if there was an artist beginning in music, say tomorrow, what advice mm-hmm. would you give them?
Well, the one thing, it is much more difficult and different than it was years ago, and I would say that with all the possibilities we have in education nowadays, and I really mean it when I say that, not only the teachers, but also what you can learn online, that you definitely will learn something, another job, another skill, okay? It doesn't matter if it is like in the technology or if it is car repair or something like that. You cannot count in your life that you only will have the success as a musician, as we do know that all these big companies, these streaming companies, you know that you get 0.00000 a lot of zeros. You know, you have to have a million songs, a million streams in order to get maybe $3,000-$4,000. So you cannot count on it, and especially now also because there is no open way of presenting yourself on stage because that is kind of cut down. So it's very, very difficult. So I would say, if you're an artist, you're most likely, if you're a musician, you're not only into music, you can have something related to the music. And we do have a lot of technology which is in reference to music. And I would, you could visit courses and you can do all kinds of things. Have something else where your income is secured so you can, in your free and off time, you can enjoy the music. That's what I do. And I didn't do this years ago. I was traveling for 10 years, and I had a fantastic salary, don't get me wrong, because I was paid by the American government, and I had very, very good money. But I would tell people to say, what? Okay, very well. Now, this is all gone. This is a new era. This is new. So you have to be more versatile. That means you have to learn something else, another skill. And if it is as a music teacher, if it's something online, if it is in technology or something practical, a house painter or whatever. I mean, so far robots are not yet popular to paint the house or something like that. Do something where you can make a living, you know? And then you do the music and hope for the breakthrough. That's just not that you never will make any money with the music. You make something fantastic, you can be very lucky. Have your songs licensed? I have 7 or 8 songs which are licensed with various different with airlines, with Starbucks Cafe. I have a lot of licenses with various different songs, especially the one you like, The Riding on a Wave, that's licensed 4 times.
Yes.
My music plays in malls, plays in sports shops, plays every day. It's also a little penny, don't get me wrong. There's nothing you get rich of it. But you never know, somebody's going to listen to it, and maybe you need it for a movie or for a documentary, and bam, so you get a bigger check, and after the bigger check, maybe you get something else. I mean, never give up hope. Look, I'm 78. Did I ever give up hope? No. Never.
We have about 60 seconds left. Please tell our listeners where they can find you on social media.
Well, you can find me on all social medias, of course. You can find me on Twitter. In Twitter, it's Thera Jewels because of my jewelry company. It's Thera Jewels. But the best thing is to find out everything. It's facebook.com/EclipseTheSongmaker. You go in Google, you write in Ingrid Smith Eclipse, you find me, okay?
Well, Ingrid Smith, let me tell you, first of all, you're very special. I have great respect for you as an artist. I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. That's all we have time for tonight. And what can I say? You're a true artist. You're honest. You have emotion in your music, in your songwriting. And to me, you're incredible. I am a huge fan. And I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We will have you back on next year for sure, part 3.
Okay, thank you so very much, and hello to Bill too, okay? And you have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year and lots of success, and stay safe and healthy, okay?
Thank you very much, Ingrid. You have a good night.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye now. Everybody, please Google search and support Ingrid Smith, also known as Eclipse the Songmaker, and please purchase her music. And a little surprise for everybody, and I decided to do this last minute, but I want to welcome you so much into the Christmas holiday season with a song I really love. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Love that song. For Bill Miller and your host, myself, Russell Foisy of Original Lyrics Dream Radio, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, you and your family. Safety, health, and peace be with you. Good night.